Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
To Shir number 5 in Tzorba Merabanan, volume 18, as we continue in Hilchos Shabbos. And we are up to the last Shir for Bishul. The last year for Bishul, we discussed Bishul Daraisa for a number of Shiurim, and now we have discussed Bishul Drabanan for a number of Shiurim. We discussed Shehiya, how to leave food on the fire before Shabbos. We discussed Hachzara, how to put food on heat sources on Shabbos. And now we are up to the third in the triumvirate of Dinim Drabanan of Bishul B'Shabbos, and that is Hatmana, insulation. Again, the 18th volume of Tzorba Merabanan is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Yakir Hexter, and David Schwartz, two of our precious Chayalim that gave their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem. And the whole edition, obviously, is the Lax Family Edition that has made possible all of these volumes that we can learn halacha together with. Okay, here we go, Hatmana. What is the basic principle of Hatmana? Hatmana, insulation. Insulation, the Isser Drabanan, unlike Shehiyah, which is all about Erev Shabbos, and Hachzara, which is about on Shabbos, this is about both. There is Hatmana before Shabbos, and there is Hatmana on Shabbos. Both of them are included, though there are differences between them. The definition of Hatmana is the wrapping or surrounding of a pot or food with a substance or material that aids in maintaining or adding heat. Again, wrapping or surrounding a pot or a food with a substance that either aids to maintain or to add heat. We will get to all of the nafkaminas and the applications, lamaisa. There are two elements, as we mentioned, of Hatmana. One is on Shabbos and one is Erev Shabbos. If you look at the Mishnah, we're on page 215. That's where we're starting in our, Tzorba Merabanan, volume number 18. We're on page 215. The Mishnah in Shabbos in the second parak implies to us that there is an Isser. There's a difference between the Isser of Shabbos and on Erev Shabbos. First, on Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us in Perek Baba Malikin that during Bein Hashmashos, one is allowed to do Hatmana, which is mashma that once you get to Shabbos, it would be usher to do Hatmana. That's what the Mishnah says. Savich Hashecha, Savich Enech Hashecha. Those who daven Ashkenaz are familiar with this when we say it Friday night. So if it's Safek, it's Bein Hashmashos, which we discussed in the past, what exactly is Bein Hashmashos, and when is it? The two Shkiyas, Rabbi Notam, and the Gra, and the Yireim. Ein Ma'aser Vadai. So once it's Bein Hashmashos, you cannot be Ma'aser Vadai. That means you're not allowed to be Ma'afer Shumas and Ma'aseris on Shabbos, or Yantav, Ein Ma'bilan Sakelim. Even these are Issa Durabanan. Maaser Nesad Demai, right? That's a Chumra to be Maaser Demai, not our topic now. Uma Arvin, Vitomnin Es Hachamin. Last phrase in that Mishnah, you're allowed to insulate hot foods. So Rashi says there, what does it mean, insulate hot foods? Says Rashi in source number 2, Dostan Bakupa Shalmochim Lios Chomam Mishtamer Bohem. You're allowed to wrap something during Hashmashos in something that the heat is maintained. Meaning mashma, to do that on Shabbos would be a problem. You're not allowed to wrap something on Shabbos, to hatmana on Shabbos, in a situation where the heat is just maintained, not even where the heat is increasing. It's not on a heat source. Even if it's not on a heat source, on Shabbos it's usher to wrap something. Again, we have to define what wrapping is in order to keep its heat. So the Mishnah clearly indicates that once Shabbos has arrived, insulating hot food in a matter where the heat is maintained, that is usher. It's only mutter ben hashmashus, but not mutter on Shabbos. There's another Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth parak, which tells us, beferish, not just implies, the other Isser. So this Mishnah, the second parak, implies to us the Isser of on Shabbos. But the Mishnah, beginning of Bamet Tomnin, that's the name of the parak, Bamet Tomnin, with what can you insulate? With what can't you insulate? That's telling us on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate with something that is what's called Mosif Hevel, something that adds heat, and one is allowed to wrap in something that is Eino Mosif Hevel. B'meh Tomrim, b'meh Ein Tomrim, says the Mishnah. Ein Tomrim, lo b'gefes, lo b'zevel, all different types of materials, lo b'melech, lo b'sid, all of these are considered ones that add heat. And that's talking about on before Shabbos, on or before Shabbos, one is not allowed to do that. What is the reason? What are the reasons? So we spoke about the reasons of Shehiyah. We spoke about the reasons of Hachzara. What about the reasons for Hatmana? So we'll see. There's a different reason for each of the two. The Hatmana that's Usur on Erev Shabbos, which is only in a wrapping situation, which is what's called Mosif Hevel, which adds heat, and on Shabbos, which is also Usur, even in a situation where it just retains the heat. So ask Rava. We'll go, this is our gear, so what Rav Rishonim have. Source number four, Shabbos Lamed Daled. Amar Rava. Bebrei Ma Amru Ein Tov Nibadavar She'ena Mosif Hevel Mishecha Sheicha. Why is there an Isser of Hatmana on Shabbos? Right? Mishecha Sheicha on Shabbos, even in something that's not Mosif Hevel. Gezeira Shema Yartiyach. Because I might see, I might want to wrap it in even something that's not Mosif Hevel, but I'm going to see it's not cold, it's not warm enough, it's not hot enough to wrap it. So I'm going to boil it up. So that's why if I'm allowed to insulate, I might come to boil it up. Armalei Abayi, Hachi, Ben Hashmashas Nami Nigzar. Abayi says, what do you mean? So even Ben Hashmashas, you should be gozer. Because Ben Hashmashas, you might come to do this Issa Daraisa. Armalei, Stam Keteros, Rot Chosein. When Shabbos starts, we assume that the all pots are like boiling. Everybody is warm things up on Shabbos and for Shabbos, and it's boiling. So we're not worried. Shema Yartiach. You might come to boil it up during Ben Hashmashas, only on Shabbos. So according to our Girsa, what's the reason of Hatmana, the Isra of Hatmana, which is an Isra Durabanan? Remember, we're talking about food that is fully cooked. That's how this is more chumer than Shehiyah. Remember, Shehiyah, once something is fully cooked, according to Hananya, even Malchus ben Jusoi, it's mutter to do Shehiyah. According to the Rabbanon, if it's it's usher, right? Yeah. Or even if it's fully cooked, if it's mitzamik ve'yafelo. And Hachzara also applied to food that's fully cooked, just like Hatmana. So says the the reason that it's usher on Shabbos is because Shema Yartiach. What about Erev Shabbos? So that's the next line of the Gemara. V'yama Rava, source number five. Amru ein tomnim bedavar hamosif hevel v'afilu mibod yom. How do you know? What's the reason that you're not allowed to insulate in a situation that is Mosif Hevel, even on Erev Shabbos? Gzeira Shemayadmin Beremes Yesh Babachelos. Because if you wrap in like a towel, you might come to wrap it in coals. Says the Gemara, okay, so what? So you wrap something in coals on Erev Shabbos, that's not a problem. Amalei Abayi V'yatmin. No, the problem is you might wrap it in coals, and then later on Shabbos, Shem Yechata B'Kecholim. You might want the coals to be hotter, Shem Yechata, and therefore it reminds us of the Shehiyah issues. That is the Girsa that we have. Again, Usur on Shabbos because of Shem Yartiach, and also on Erev Shabbos, Shem Yechata B'Kecholim. If you look in the Rif and the Rambam, they have an opposite Girsa in the Gemara, which comes out of Kula. The Rif in source number six quotes a flip side. The reasons are flipped. The Rava says, ma amru. You have it there in source number six. The Rif. Why can't you be tomin in a dover hamosif hevel mi ba'od yom? So what did we say in our gear some? Mi ba'od yom, because you might shema yechata eventually. You might wrap it in coals and then shema yechata. And by the Rif hairs, shema yartiach, which is the reason that the Gemara gave for the other Atmana. And both Girsos are flipped, and this is the Girsos of the Rambam also. And you have to add in a couple of details for the case of the Rambam. The Rambam says, you might come to want to cover it, and then take it out and want to recover it. You look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, he discusses that opposite Girsa. What comes out is a Kula for the Rambam, and one could be wrap in a material that's Mosif Hevel even during Ben Hashmashas. Lamaisa, we don't pass in like that Kula. If you work at the Gersos, there's a Kula for the Rif of the Rambam, but we don't pass in that way. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Nun Zayin, which is the Siman about Hatmana, source number 8, Reish Nun Zayin Aleph, Ein Tomnim B'Shabbos. Afilu B'davar Shein Mosif Hevel. As we said, one cannot insulate on Shabbos. We didn't get to all the details yet. How do you define insulation, and how does that translate into our modern appliances? We'll get to that. So, Eim Tomen B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Davar Shein Mosif Hevel. One is not allowed to insulate on Shabbos, even in something that just retains the heat. Before Shabbos, only if something that's Mosif Hevel. But on Shabbos, even in something that just retains the heat. Aval B'Savich HaShecha, But during Ben Hashmashas, Tomen and Bo, you can insulate in something that retains the heat. That's what we just saw in the Mishnah in Bamadlikin. Vein Tonen, but Damar Mosef Hevel, Afilu Mimod Yom. But something that's Mosef Hevel is Aser. It's Aser, right? And that's what the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quote the reasons from the Gersa that we have in our Gemara, right? Aim Tomnim. You can't on Shabbos. The time of Deshema Yimasik Deirasot Sonenes, says the Magen Avraham. You might find that the pot cooled off. V'yarticha. And you might want to boil it up in order to then insulate it in a maintaining heat situation. We have to boil it up first. T'chai Mishum Avashel. V'yafil Amand Amar Deino Chai Mishum Avashel. Still, there's an Isser, and Mosef Hevel Gzir Sheyanrin Be'efer Sheyeshba Kechalim. So Lamaisa, to summarize what we've done so far, and the Aruch HaShabbos summarizes it. Inyan Hatmana, source number 10. She'otev es hakadera sheba munachat avshel. Hatmana means insulating, wrapping something that is has food on Shabbos. Oes hatavshel atzmo almanas lishmer eschomo. If you're wrapping it in order to retain or add to heat. So we're going to get to wrapping in towels and wrapping in special Shabbos covers. And, you know, we'll get to all the examples given in all of our appliances. V'nizbar v'gemar sheish lahavchin be'isra t'mana ben shtei gzeiras chalukos. There are two separate decrees, two separate gzeiras explains the Aruch HaShabbos. So we'll call gzeira tam b'fnei atzmo. There's a separate tam for each of the gzeiras. As we've described, according to our gersa, isra t'mana b'davar amosef hevel, to wrap in something that adds heat, that's us or even on Erev Shabbos. She'osir latov es hakadera b'chomer hamosef al choma. Tom Isser Zeh, what's the reason? You can't even do it on Erev Shabbos because you might come to wrap in, to stick it into coals. And then you might be stoke those coals. V'myasakei chashish v'yichate b'gecholim. V'kivish ashoros Yisro v'myashash shem v'yichate b'gecholim. Since the chash is you might come to stoke the coals, it's also even on Erev Shabbos. Because on Erev Shabbos, then later on Shabbos, you might come to stoke the coals. Etzem mitzius shakadera mutmenes b'Shabbos. Just the reality that it is mutman on Shabbos in a davar hamosef hevel leads to the chshash of shem yechate. But the other iser of hatmana of davar she'enu mosef hevel, something that just retains the heat, that is only usher on Shabbos. V'hayin ushasher latov esakadera gam b'chomer she'enu mosef al chomer rak shomer al chom. And the reason for this is because Chazal say you might come to boil it up before you're going to wrap it into this insulation in order to retain the heat, right? Your alul hu lehi kashel ula hartiach es hakadera. And you might come to do that on Shabbos. But because of this, vatam, mishum shem egzerezu ikr chshash shu b'shas hatmana. The ikr chshash here is at the moment of hatmana that you might come to boil it up in order to then wrap it. So on Erev Shabbos, there's no problem of boiling it up then in order to insulate it, and therefore the Isser doesn't apply in that case. So this is all background, the reasons for the Isser. So now let's get into a couple of requirements for the Isser. Requirements. Number one, and this is a huge topic, a very important topic, and that is Megula Lamala, meaning full, complete, or partial insulation. Complete, does it have to be totally wrapped? Like not once, but what if it's wrapped on three sides and the top of it is open? What if it's semi-insulated? Is that going to be a problem? So the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to say, actually, even before that, that's point number two that we're going to talk about. The first source that you have here is Kavana. Kavana. Number one requirement for the Isser D'Rabbanan of Atmana is only if your Kavana is to be matminit, to keep in the heat and to keep it, or make it even hotter. If your Kavana in wrapping it is for a different reason, let's say you just don't want the food to fall apart, to get dirty, to be subject to the elements. You want to serve it separately, as we'll see, then there's no Isser. There's no psik resha by this Isser d'Rabbanan of Hatmana. If your Kavana in Hatmana is not to retain or add to the heat of the item inside, but it's for some other reason, then there is no Isser of Hatmana. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lasum kalim reish nun zayin, reish nun zayin. All the details of Hatmana are in reish nun zayin. Lasum kalim al tavshil kedei l'shamer menachbarim. I'm just guarding it from the animals. O kedei shalo yistanef ba'afuris, so it doesn't get dirty. Shari she'ein ze kamatman lahachim el kishomer v'noz el kizva kedera. That's not. Let's say I take a couple of pieces of schnitzel and I wrap it in tin foil and I put it on top of the crock pot. Is that Hatzmana Bedavar Hamosif Hevel is going to get hot from the bottom, which we'll get to, and I'm wrapping it? No. Why did I wrap up the schnitzel in the tinfoil? Because I want to keep the heat? No, the Iker reason I'm wrapping it is because I need something to hold the schnitzel. I don't want the schnitzel to, the crumbs to get all over the crock pot. So that's not Hatmana. Besides the fact that that's holding the food. Hatmana is Hatmana of the pot which the food is in, which is another reason. But even separate from that, right, I'm just putting it in to be able to hold it together. Right, and that's what the Archa Shabbos says. Also, Iminiach alamecham davar machal, she'eino beso kedera mechusa, mutol achasoso kisui echad. You can put one kisui on it. She'ein ze nidon katmana. Elikim mix, it's like a cover, mipne avak, v'lichluch, ha'alum lavo l'di machal, v'lachein mutol atov davar machal b'niyar aluminum. You could wrap things in aluminum foil, la'nichol b'rabi amecham. But, he says, what about two layers? What if I wrap it in tinfoil and then I wrap it with another layer of tinfoil? Oh, why are you doing the second layer of tinfoil? That's probably to keep in the heat. So that would be a problem of atmana. That's a problem of atmana. You're totally wrapping it with kavana to keep the heat. But you shouldn't add extra layers. Since the outer layer is not needed to hold it together, to hold it so it doesn't fall apart. So that is number one rule and regulation is you need kavana lahatman. Rule number two, maybe I'll say this now before we say the next one. Rule number two is you need direct contact. This is not, you don't have the sources in there, but it's in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Din Zayin Ches. You need direct contact between the insulating element, like a towel, and the pot itself, if there's any airspace. Let's say we spoke about putting something in an oven before Shabbos. We said Hachzara on Shabbos is pretty difficult. Well, let's say a warming drawer. A warming drawer where there's always Shirv Hachzara. What about Hatmana? Is there Hatmana? The answer is no problem. There's airspace between the food and the pot and the walls of the warming drawer. Oh, Hatmana means where it's totally, there's no airspace. You have to wrap it in a towel, wrap it in tinfoil, and it's connected and it's touching the inside. That is number two. There's no Hatmana when it comes to if there's space in between. Number one, you need Kavanah Hatman for it to be also. Number two, no space. Number three, and this is a major machlokas. This one I have in front of you. What about partial hatmana? What about partial hatmana? If it is not completely covered. For example, you have a pot that you stick into coals. You have a boiling hot coals from before Shabbos. I'm going to stick the pot into the coals so the coals go up around halfway on the walls of the pot. Is that hatmana? That's a major machlokas rishonim. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, Shabbos Lamezayin, he says hatmana in coals is aser. Rabbeinu Chananel, source number 13. V'shiyu yizeh eino hatmana ela kagon kisi shel barzel. If you put it up above the coals, v'akdir yosheves aleha v'yitluya, that's okay. Aval hatmana al gabi gecholim divrei hakol aser. But insulation on coals is aser, says Rabbeinu Chananel. Why? Dekai malan hatmana v'davar mosef hevel aser afil mibod yom. Wow, Rabbeinu Chananel says you stick it in, even if you stick it deep in, the top's not covered. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's still usser. Hatmana does not require complete enwrapment. And this Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted by the Rosh and the Ran, but Rabbeinu Tam is Mako. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, quoted by others also, in source number 14, page 222. V'chamin shalanu shalanu tomnim af apishish svivosav ma'at remet kagova etzba. Even though you have some coals that it's sitting in on the side, ein kan isser hatmana. There's no isser. Mashma shatmana mashma shemechusa barubo okulo. Okay, now we've gotten somewhere. Rubo okulo. It's got to be all in, right? Or the Arzaru also. If it's on coals, it's mutter. So on coals is not a problem, right? Rabbeinu Chananel is machmir, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Arzaru and others are mekel. And this seems to be a machlokas between the Machaber and the Rama. Machaber and the Rama in Reish Nun Gimel. This is going back to the siman about the Shehiyah. Reish Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, source number 16, V'kol ze be'inyin shakadera yosheves al kisei shel barzel, o gabe avanim ve'eno nagas be'gecholim. This is all mutter. What we've been talking about, Shehiyah, that's only if it's there's a space above the pot and the coals. Aval hatmana al gabe gecholim l'divrei hakol aser. But Hatmana on coals is usur, says the Shulchan Aruch. Machmer like that day of Rabbeinu Hananel, even partial insulation is usur. If that's the normal way to insulate, even though it's not totally insulated, that's also included in the Gzeirah Derabanan of Hatmana. Remember, it's all Derabanan. We're talking about food that's fully cooked, so it's all Derabanan. The Yesh Omrim and the Ramah here is Mekel like Rabbi Notam and the other Rishonim. The Yesh Omrim Dafil Makdira Omedes Al Gavi Yish Mamish. Kozvanshi Megula Lamala Lo Mikri Hatmana. There's the Lashon of the Ramah. Megula Lamala. As long as it's revealed on top, it's not called a Hatmana. And it sounds like from the Ramah that even if the entire sides of the pot are all engulfed in the insulation, and just the top part just has the cover of the pot on it, the cover of the pot is not hatmana. You have to cover the cover of the pot. It sounds like that would be mutter, though not everyone agrees. The Prima Gadim understands the Taz, that if all the sides, what am I going to lamala? Lamala on the sides. If some of the sides are revealed, that's what's mutter. But if all the sides are revealed, maybe that's usur also. Question, how to understand the pashtus of the Ramah. That's the Prima Gadim Safik. He's noted to say Lachumra based on the Taz. Kol Shakdera Timuna Afsha Pia Magula Hatmana Ahave Omitaz Simuration Chais Mashma Kane. But again, the Pashup Shad of the Ramah is that if the top is not covered, on top, even if the sides are totally covered, it's mutter. The Mishnah Brura also is Mako, like the Pashup Shad of the Ramah. She'ein Michsa Aleh Bebegadim Milamalas. This is the Ramah. So even, as we just said, some are Machmir, like in the understanding of the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah means that some of the walls are revealed too. The Chazonish rejects the Ramah totally. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says that even if it's sitting in just coals, for sure, Megula Lamala is going to be still Usur. And the Chazonish assumes if your Kavana is to insulate even in partial, it's always going to be Usur. It's always going to be Usur. But that is not what many other poskim say. Again, the Pashup Shana, the Ramah, and the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos says, as long as part of it is left uncovered, then it's mutter. And we'll see, this has very important halacha l'maisa ramifications. The Shmir Shabbos says in source 19, Umasha amarnu she'asur lahatmin, eino ela al yidei kisui hakadera, o kufsas hashimura mikol tzadeha. If all of its sides, if it's totally surrounded, then it's called insulation. That's the Isur D'Rabbanan of Hatmana. Avalim eino machasa osa mikol tzadeha. But if you don't cover it from all sides, ein kan mishum hatmana. Even on Shabbos itself, it's not Hatmana. And therefore, even on Shabbos, even in a Davar Hamos of Hevel, if it's not Hatmana, it's not Hatmana. If, again, as long as I didn't violate the Isurim of Shehi and Achzara, Hatmana. Im Amna Matav Shekvar Mavusha Kol Tzarcho, as we said, V'lochein, Mutr L'chasos B'magevet V'chadome, Es Michse B'vad Shal Kedera, Afilo Mi Omedes Agabe Ha'ish. Right, if I could cover it on a fire, that's as long as it's not fully covered, I can do this. There are other shitas about this issue as well. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, writes that the whole machlokes is only on a Dover Hamos of Hevel. The whole machlokes about partial insulation and total insulation is only by a Dover Hamos of Hevel, which adds the heat. But insulating with materials that do not add heat, what's called Ma'amid Hevel, not Mosef Hevel, then even the Shulchan Aruch would agree Lakula. That's a big kula, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav assumes, that even Svardim can, if it Megula Lamala would be good enough, if it's only on a Dover Ma'amid Hevel. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Kutcher Zachron. Avol B'Shabbos, B'Dover She'ena Mosef, Lakule Alma Lo Mitzar El Kshemat Min Kishamat min kulo, right? That is the a big kula. But there's another chumra on the other side. This is a big kula, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that even according to Svardim, partial in rapmin is only usur by davar hamos of hevel, if it adds heat. But if it's mamid hevel, so then he says it will be mutter according to everyone. Rav Mordechai Elio has a chumra regarding this. And he says, what about on a hot plate? Right, according to the view of the Shulchan Aruch, we spoke about Shehiyah Hachzara on a hot plate, we had kulas, but putting it directly on, because maybe it doesn't even have any knobs, the Zog Zero Shem Yachata. Rav Mordechai Elio, here in the Maamar Mordechai, in Source 22, holds, directly on a hot plate is like on coals. It's like on coals. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says, on coals, is going to be a problem of atmana, so do we, meaning it doesn't have to be sunk in. That's the chiddush of this chumrah of the Mamar Mordechai, or Mordechai Elio. It doesn't have to be sunk in. It's on a davar hamosef hevel, and it's totally enwrapped. That would be a problem. That is a chumrah gedola. The Mamar Mordechai says, source 22, kivan shel plata regila kayom yish din shel eish megula. It has the status of eish. So we understand it has the status of eish, but you might not have thought for hatmana purposes. Hatmana. So you cannot put food on there. Just putting it on directly without wrapping it, okay. But if you wrap it up in a, like sometimes they have the Shabbos Kodesh covers, that will be a problem. Again, if you put a lot of the Shabbos covers just kind of go flat and there's plenty of space underneath. So based on what I said before, there wouldn't be a problem. This is only if there's a tight fitting cover on the pot. Sometimes you have certain the urns in the days of old when they had urns that were hot on the outside. You don't want to burn yourself. So they have these nice tight-fitting covers. So that would be a problem. If it's a loose cover, then it's okay. It's not a problem anyway. But that's the Mamar Mordechai's chumrah of hatmana on a plata. That would be just like putting it on coals. Putting it on coals. Then he says, Lenoagim, Kedas Maran Shulchan Aruch, I'm on 226. Roi Ma'od, Lishtamish Be'er Shabbos, Paplata, Nikreis Plata Yerushalmis. They have this different type of plata that has an extra space on the bottom that leaves space between the plata, the heating source, and the food that goes on it. So that would be a big chumrah, and only this Plata Yerushalmis, which has space in between, would be allowed. But most poskim dismiss this chumrah, and they say, no, putting something on a hot plate or a blech is not like putting it onto coals. That's not hatmana. Even for Sfardim, Rabbi Tzion HaBishol, here in the Or LaTzion, it's only when the pot sinks into the insulating material. That's the only time. V'yesh b'shem rotzeh la'asar, he writes in source 23. Right, he doesn't quote it by name. But others, v'yesh b'shem rotzeh la'asar, la'asim sir al gabi pach, m'shem hatmana b'mikzah. Some say you got to put something on top. She'a pach nechshav mosef hevel. The pach, the blech, is called mosef hevel. Mach v'yesh shalamata. And the Shulchan Aruch says, even that type of case, you put it on the Gechalim, it would be a problem. But he does not think that. The Eino Nira, he assumes, in 22, on top of 227. There are cases in the Gemara that seem to be Lakula, that you put things on a heating source. And therefore, he says, Marana asar mishom atmana dafka begacholim in coals. Shederech sham shehes asir shokeya. Vehagacholim makifim asir misaviv. The pot goes into the coals, sinks in, and the coals go around on the side. Valachin nechshav atmana. Avo makam sheeno shokeya. If it doesn't sink in, then there is no mishom hatmana. Mishom hatmana. And there are other reasons. Again, the top is not, covered anyway. Okay, so what do we have so far? What are the requirements of Atmana? Number one, it's only usher if you have Kavana Lahatman. Number two, it's only usher if there is no space in between the Hatmana element. Number three, Machlokes, about does it need to be completely covered, insulated. The Pashas of the Ramah, it has to be completely covered. Megula Lamala is Mutter. Some say the Ramah only means if some of the sides are Megula. Some of the sides are Megula. But if just the top is Megula, no, that's not a Kula. And others reject the Ramah totally. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say just inside Gichalim is Aser. And Ramar Chaliyo goes even further that says even if it's not in coals, it's just on top, like on top of a hot plate, that would be a problem. So that is the discussion a little more that we have here in the next couple of cases regarding hatmana on a hot plate. What's important, though, from the hot plate discussion, and that's what's mentioned here on the next couple of pages, is that when we say davar hamosef hevel, it doesn't mean that the insulating material has to be what is mosef hevel. As long as there is a heat source underneath, then if it's insulating, that's usser. Like the case of the hot plate. So fine, we rejected it maybe because it's not sunk in. But we don't reject the idea that it could be hatmana if you actually, you know, are matvin. He says you can't put something directly on the hot plate bechlau if it's not covered. That's what he said before. I don't know if I was clear about that before. Just he says that just even though it's all open, we would say that it is hatmana if you unwrap it totally on the hot plate. If it's actually insulated on the hot plate, that would be a problem. even though the wrapping, the towel, is not giving off the heat, that's not making it Mosef Hevel, it's coming from the bottom, but that's okay. You don't have to have the Dover HaMosef Hevel be the insulating. So that's what the we see in the next couple of sources. That's what we see in the next couple of sources. The Mishnah, the Gemara, in Shabbos Mem Zayin, source 24. Amar Abzeira Mishum Chad de Beir Abyanai. Kupa Shetaman Ba, Asol Anicha Al Gefes Al Shel Zesim. If you wrap something, you can't put it on this the psoles, the residue of the olives, right? The material of the basket used for the insulation does not itself add heat, yet it's still usher. It's still usher, right? And that's like putting the food on the hot plate. That would be usher. If you wrap, again, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's chumra, just to be clear, was before, even if you don't wrap it, you just put it on the hot plate. That would be a problem of hatmana, even though it's not totally wrapped, because it's just like putting it on coals. And we were makel from that. But if you actually wrap it up on the hot plate, insulating it without any space, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. The Ramban says, at least you need either the food is directly touching the heat source or the insulator is directly touching the heat source. The Ramban says, Hadamina Kupa, Shatamanba, Osir Lanicha, Gabi Gefes, Bishain La Shulayim, there's nothing on the bottom, right? It has no bottom, it's sitting in the heat source. Oshein Shofrim Kupa Pialios Khakir Timuna Betocha, and is in direct contact with the residue. So again, the Ramban says that the Gemara is only talking about a case where the food container is a direct source, or the insulating material is in direct source. That's what the Ramban adds in 26. Efshar afilu yeshla shulayim, even if it has a bottom, kivan shem nogin begefes atzo nikris hatmana shem taman b'davar shein mosif hevel v'taman ala kol b'davar mosif avze aser. Right, so that is the Ramban. The Rashba argues on that chumra and says, as long as the insulating material inside helps to transmit the heat, then even if there's a space, the Rashba does not think you need both of those to be machmer. The Shulchan Aruch says, quotes, again, that doesn't come up so much, but what does come up is this example of the insulation material is not giving off the heat, and that's what we paskin. Again, Reish Nun Zayin Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says in 28, Afal pi shemuter lashos kedei ra gabi kira, sheish ba gechalam, even though you could do shehiya, as we said, as is described in Reish Nun Gimel, imu mechuse bi begadim, if it's totally enwrapped in begadim, Afal pi shebegadim einam osifim hevel machmas atzman, even though the clothes themselves, the wrapping, the towel itself is not giving off the heat source, mikomakom machmas eisha tachteyam osif hevel. It's okay, you have a different heat source underneath, it's still going to be enough for it to be a problem, and it is usser, and even if it doesn't touch, again, the heat source, the wrapping has to touch the pot, but the heat source does not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedera al gabi kira, hainu shema amida al gabi kira milamala al pia, vein shulia kedera nogin bekechala milamata, shalamata, even if it's not touching. And based on that, the Shemir Shabbos says, completely insulating a pot on the hot plate is prohibited. Again, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, even without the insulation, it's going to be also vishamatmana. But we say no. If it's totally enwrapped on the hot plate, that is a problem. Aser la hatman kedera, afilim ibod yom. Right, this is on a Mosef Hevel, so even on Erev Shabbos. Ba'ofen sheyosef lachom kegona de kisui akedera bismichos kshiyal gabi ha'esh. Again, most covers, we have these Shabbos covers that they sell. Most of those are not going to be a problem at all because that's not totally, that's just sitting on top. It's not wrapping and insulating tightly, so it's all going to be okay anyway. But if you would have a direct, tight-fitting cover, that would be a problem. Rav Avadia is makel. He says maybe one could be makel regarding a number of the. Maybe one could be makel regarding a number of these issues based on that Ramban that you have to have. Touching the pot and the cover, but again, lamaisa, I think many are would be machmir if there is a total insulation on a heat source without any space, that would be a problem. But again, as I said, lamaisa, most of the time this doesn't come up because our covers are not so tight fitting. A couple of other important points relating to hatmana. I think three or four more points that come up very lamaisa. Number one. Hatmana, next rule of Hatmana only in a Kli Rishon. Only in Kli Rishon, that's when the Gzeira applies. Because you might take it off the fire and come to cook it. But Hatmana in a Kli Sheni is not a problem. This comes from the Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos, Don Aleph, source number 32. Page 232, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo Asra Ela Oso Mecham, only a Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire, do we say there's an Isser Durabanan of Atmana, Avopina Mimecham Lamecham, but if you poured it to a different one, Mutter, because why? Why do you pour it out? You obviously are going in the cooling direction. So now you're going to wrap this? You're going to come to stoke it? No. Hashta Akuri Kamaker La, Artuchin Kamir Tachla, and therefore we paskin. Klisheni is mutter. And that is why putting something, let's say, in a thermos, that's the case that the Chazon Ish talks about, Rav Moshe talks about it, for a number of reasons. Putting hot water into a thermos, which is there special for insulation, keeping it hot, that's not a problem. Number one, because it's a klisheni. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Klisheni, Nira, verse 34. Nira lefizet the mutter larus mayim me mecham lebakbuk thermos, bishavis. Even if you want to say, what's the first reason, Leheter? That's just the thing that holds it. Hatmana requires to be around the Kli. But you might say that a thermos is like two layers. You have like, because it's so, it has like a couple of layers that are built in. The inside one is the Kli and the outer one is the insulation of the Kli. Even if you would say that, something like that, so then it would still be a klisheni and therefore it would not be a problem. That's what he says. Akati yeshkan heter shal klisheni. The efshar de Kli merutzav svivo bebege lochashav hatmana. And then he says, like I just said, maybe it's not even Atman, it's just one Kli. So lo gozer al hatman is a Kli bebeged, avo litain beto Kli, eino bichlal hatmana. And that's why also wrapping a baby bottle. You want to keep a baby bottle warm. Rav Simcha ben Kolm also says that it is okay. So hatmana and a Kli shadis. Let's review. So what are we up to? Hatmana only applies if you have kavan al hatman. Kavan only applies if there's no space. Kavan only applies, according to Manny, if there is a complete entrapment. That's a machlokas. Hatmana applies even if the insulating element is not giving off the heat. There's a separate heat source. Hatmana only applies in a Kli Rishon, not in a Kli Sheni. What about, could we say this rule? Hatmana only applies when you wrap it within a wrapping element. What if you wrap food in food? In food, meaning what? What if I have a kishka and I'm going to wrap the kishka in tinfoil to put it into the chalent? Is that atmana? It's going to be totally unwrapped. Is that a problem? Is there atmana in food? So that is a big discussion. The Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. What about if I put a water bottle in a hot water pool? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Kazav Achronim, 36. Sha'aser likach kli ubisocho mashketzonein. I'm not allowed to take a kli with cold water. Ulitcho voso b'shabes l'kli malimayim chamin. She's chamin b'socho. It doesn't matter if I'm enwrapping it in a wrapping blanket or towel or even water. Afilo lo yuchal lavo l'dei yatzoledes bo. Even if it's not going to come to yatzoledes bo, zeo derech hatmana mamish kivan shekulo tamun b'socho. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in this regard. But there's a Gemara that sounds like we're more makel. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem sounds like it's not a problem. First of all, is that Kli a Kli Rishon? It's got to be a Kli Rishon, but it sounds like as long as it's not going to be fully submerged, then it's okay, like we said before. Right? Maybe that's the reason that we're makel. The Chazon Ish, if you remember, held the Chumrah earlier that even partial submerging is going to be a problem. He held like the Shulchan Aruch. So the Chazon Ish has to understand this Gemara as it must be a klisheni. Talking about a klisheni because he holds partial hatmana is also a problem. But the Shmir Shabbos Lemaisa rules Lechumra in this case. If one is doing it for the kavana of keeping the heat inside of the food, it is going to be Lechumra. Aser Lahachna, says the Shmir Shabbos. Afilu mibod yom, kufsas shimurim segura ala ochal shabba b'to kadera uba mayim chamim. Right, because that's going to be a problem. How do you get out of it? How do you get out of it? Make some holes in the bag. Make some holes in the bag. Right? If I'm going to put it into the chalent, so if I poke some holes into the tinfoil, then it's not a problem. Then it's not a problem according to everyone. B, if I leave it partially sticking out on top. According to many, we said Megolamala is going to be mutter too. Two svaras. Number three, and that's so far, cool is even if I hold the chumrah, that there's a problem of putting it into the chalent, I could A, leave it sticking out a little bit, B, make some holes in the bag. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Yaseh nekavim b'niyar aluminum. Right, put some holes in it. But a third reason is, maybe this isn't even a violation of Atman at all. What was rule number one that we said? Kavana lahatzman. is your kavana when I put the kishke in wrapped up, is my kavana that it should be mutman, the ultimate is to keep the heat? No. The ultimate is I don't want it to fall apart. Why am I want it to serve it separately. I want it to give off the flavor, but not, you know, to fall apart and become one with the challah. That's my kavana, why I'm wrapping it. So many posts, another post can say there's no kavana lahatman here. This kavana litaam, kavana that it doesn't fall apart, and therefore maybe one doesn't even have to make holes or have it sticking out. That's what the common practice is, as is described here in the name of a number of poskim. The Shirah Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman and others. Source 41: Mutar lach libivol yom sakitim orez vechadom latoch hamarak shal gabei ha'esh. Or putting a bag of rice. Veintu derech hamana derech bishol. V'yav mutar lachrov pashtida. People make a special challenge sometimes on Pesach with a potato kugel wrapped up in aluminum foil. No problem, because he says Yochalas is going to feel makisi shalem shalonikavim. Why? Nechshav l'shtemini ochlem shemischamim b'shabas alayish. How am I keeping it hot? From the fire underneath. I don't want to insulate it and make it hot from the food that is enwrapping it. No, that's not my kavana. That's not my kavana, and therefore it is okay. So again, machlokas haposkim, one wants to be machmir and make some holes in it, great. But if one doesn't want to, then one doesn't have to. The last discussion to have is relating to crockpots. The last psak that Rav Shlomo Zalman gave is a crockpot hatmana. Right. So what happens by a crockpot? I have the insert. I put it into the outer heating element. Is that hatmana? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, yes, it's hatmana. What do you mean? Megula lamala. The whole cover is not covered. The whole cover of the pot, it's open. So Rav Shlomo Zalman either is assuming like the Shulchan Aruch, right? Megula lamala is still usher, or megula lamala is only a heter if that's not the normal way of cooking. If that's not the normal way of cooking, so then megula lamala is mutter. But here, this is the normal way of cooking. Even during the week, forget Hilchas Hatmana. This is how people cook in this crock pot. So therefore, that's going to be a problem. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, Source 43. Shakadeira imatavshil michusam with meneskula oruba. It's totally or mostly enwrapped, but toch machshur chimum chashmali ein ma'at havir shebenem nechshav kenem utmenes. He notes that the insert, it goes a little in. Convex, I think it is, concave, I don't remember which one is it. It goes a little in, so there's airspace. There's air that, remember we said before, if it's not mamish touching, so then that's going to be a kula. It's not hatmana. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that little airspace that you can't even see, I don't think that's going to be, can sit, make it not hatmana. Kivan shekachua derech levasho gami mosachol. This is how it was used during the week also. Ula daiti hareza chashev mamish hatmana bedavar amosef hevel. I think that is hatmana. Ve'en lahakel afilu bimvusho kol tzarcho. Even my mushal katzarcho, I don't think. So what do you do? Ach, achar sharisi esakdeir zvenishaldi akach amarti, shihia lahachzir. So what do you do? How do you use these? So Shlomo Zalman says, you got to raise up the pot a little bit. He says, talks about putting an upside down tuna can, crushed up, a couple of pebbles, whatever it is. Some people put balls of tinfoil that you have to change every couple of weeks because then they get totally crushed and then it's not doing anything. But if you put a couple of balls, so it's raised up a little bit, so now there's airspace. It can't be so high up so that it doesn't get hot. But if it's a little raised up, so now there's airspace. Now it's not total. No, so it's not. It's megula even on the sides of the walls. There's airspace in between. There are a couple of reasons. Lakula. So that's what Shlomo Zalman. Other poskim say that no, there's no problem to use it regular. Number one, Rav Ozner writes. Number one, the Pashup Shad of the Ramah, Megula Lamala. It's open on top. It's not covered. Number two is you have the airspace on the sides. So for those reasons, there are those that say one can be Mekel. That's the Shevet Alevi. In Source 44, Vade Muchach, Da Tol Toli Bazeh, Mechusa Gam Lamala. If it's Mechusa, right, and therefore, one who wants to be Machmir, he says, fine. Misha Rosa Lachmir, Yachmir, Ava Laharish Al Elu, Shekein Matirim Zeh, Ain biyadenu, we don't have to shake the world. Again, if one wants to be machmer, raise the pot. Rosh Shmuel Shabbos quotes Rav Yashiv in Source 45. V'amali agon Rav Yosef Shlomo Yashiv shem yagbia hakadera hapanimis kedeshete boleta zachusim milamala ain makom lachshosh. It's mutter, right? And therefore, lamaisa, to use a crock pot, which is a very common way of cooking on Shabbos. So for shehiyah purposes. Shehiyah, remember, that was Hananiah the Rabbanim. Iker Adin, as long as something is Machol Ben Jusoi, and all you're doing is for Shehiyah, then you don't have to line the whole thing. Just put the crock pot normally in. If one is Machmir, like we should try to be Machmir, we say like the Rabbanon, it's still getting better. It's Misami V'yafalo, so one should line the entire inside of the crock pot and cover the knobs. For Hachazara purposes, even if you wanted to rely on Shehiyah for Hananya for Shehiyah, but if you're going to want to take out some chalent and then put it back in, then you have to line the whole inside for Achzara purposes with tinfoil and cover the knobs. What about for Hatmana purposes? So put a couple of balls, if one wants to be Machmer, like Rosh Lomo Zalman, then put a ball or two of tinfoil in between the insert and the heating mechanism, the metal, so that it is a little raised up. It's not exactly fitting in perfectly on the bottom. That's Shehiyah, Hachzara, and Atmana. Unless one say, okay, forget it. I just won't have any hot food on Shabbos. There's so many things I have to think about that we discussed over the past couple of weeks. I just won't have hot food on Shabbos. No, that's not the answer. The Baal Amar, we started with this way back. The beginning of our discussions of Hilchos Shabbos, but it's quoted here again in the Ramah, page 240. The Ramah says, Mitzvah lahatmin b'Shabbos. Figure out a way to do it. Figure out a way to have hot food on Shabbos. It's not so difficult, right? We just did Hilchos Shabbos in Bishul. Mitzvah lahatmin b'Shabbos. Kedei sheyochal chamin b'Shabbos. Kizel mi kavod v'onik Shabbos. That's onik Shabbos, that's kavod Shabbos. Right, if you don't eat that food, I'm going to think that you're not be cursed. What does he mean? Atzduki. Because they look at the pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. Not only you can't light fire, they say that means you can't have fire. You can't have hot food on Shabbos. That's what the Tzdukim say. And we say no. Hot food on Shabbos is owning Shabbos. Lo savar eish, because it means you can't light a fire on Shabbos. But you can have hot food, and therefore we should have had food on Shabbos. We just have to figure out exactly how to do it. But we should recognize that all this is part of owning Shabbos. And he ends off here. They may end up by saying that all of these rules and limitations, especially the last three shiurim of Shehiyah, Achzara, Atmana, this isn't because the Rabbanan wanted to minimize our owning Shabbos. That's not why. They wanted to maximize our Olam Haba. And therefore, they don't want us to get close to any risk of a violation of a Daraisa, and that's why they made all of these rules. But not because anything more than that. They very much strongly support Onik Shabbos, and that is what we should do also, to try to learn these halachas and know them to be able to enjoy on Shabbos in a mutter way. This takes us through all the shiurim on Hilchos Shabbos. B'ezras Hashem, next time with the sixth shiur from this packet, we start new malachas, the malacha of Dash and Schita. That'll be B'ezras Hashem next time as we continue plowing our way through Hilchos Shabbos. This was shiur number 5 in volume number 18. Again, the Lax Family edition of the Tzurva and the Yakir Hexter and David Schwartz volume number 18. Okay, we will stop here.